Hey, this is Brian and Sharon, and most of you know us from the private blog we run, Love Lives. Mother and I wanted to do something a little different tonight, though. We wanted to shake it up. We wanted to give something for all of our supporters and followers, a kind of a peek into our world, and kind of give you an idea of what our love is for each other. But I'm going to start things off tonight. I want to play you a clip from a show that we did for a documentary last year that kind of introduces us, gives you guys a little bit of a peek into that, and then we'll come back and answer your questions, which I'm really looking forward to tonight. I'm Brian, and I'm 19, and my mom was my first love, my first real crush.
My name is Sharon. I'm 37 years old, and I'm in a committed romantic relationship with my son Brian, and have been for over 1 year.
I didn't date a lot before Mom and I got together, but looking back, it was her that I was looking for all along.
I guess it really began when he was born. Nothing like this just happens overnight, but develops over time. Which, in our case, time just added more meaning to it all. When we finally decided to take the plunge.
I really believe that a mother is a man's first serious crush. I really do.
It's not just sex or something cheap. I really consider my son the love of my life.
She was the girl I always wanted. And I want it all with her. I really do. I want a wedding, kids, everything. Well, that was a great piece they did on us.
It was. We had a lot of wonderful feedback, too, from all of you. So many new friends who found that to really help their own struggles and feelings.
Yeah, like we're not the only ones to share it.
I had one mother around my age who, for years, struggled and fought her feelings for her son. And like a lot of you, the internet kind of opened up a whole new world to her, realizing she wasn't alone.
Exactly. You ready for some Q&A?
Always.
Okay. Wow, those kisses. Whew. And she always gets me with this little look in her eyes that just melts me. Whew. Okay. All right. So we are taking questions as they come in through email and through our Twitter account. So the first one that, let's see, the first one here. Yeah. So the first one comes from Beth, and it's for me. So she asks how old I was when I first thought about Mom as a lover. Okay, wow. You know, Beth, I gotta admit, I'm not sure. But, I do remember, like, back when I was little, thinking how pretty she was.
I remember you telling me one day at the kitchen table you were gonna marry me one day.
Oh, really?
It was so sweet, too. I never forgot that.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Next question. Would you like to do the honors, my dear?
Absolutely. Let's see. Sharon, tell us what your son looks like. We'd love to know. Oh, that's a great question. Let's describe each other so it gives it a little more meaning.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you describe me and vice versa.
Deal. Okay. The basics. He's Caucasian with some American Indian in him from my side. So he's got this sexy auburn glow to his skin, which I fucking love. He stands about 6'3" in very good shape. Big and muscular. Of course, I'm a little biased. Not very hairy. Nice and smooth. Short, styled brown hair. Very well groomed. Which I have to say, I adore how he keeps himself groomed.
Well, which you taught me.
Yes, I did. His eyes remind me of two of the bluest, brightest sapphires I've ever seen. This towering hulk of smooth, delicious muscle. A wide, mighty chest that just glows with confidence and strength. Like a Greek god, an Adonis.
Wow. How do I follow that? Yeah. Wow, thank you. Well, let me just throw in here that we're not just toothless rednecks here. We take good care of ourselves. We eat right. We're in great shape. But I gotta say, Mother is truly the most remarkably beautiful woman I have ever seen.
Oh, thank you, love.
So Mom is about 5'3". She's got long, dark hair that falls just past her shoulders. These tempting, oh God, and I mean tempting, sepia eyes. And the sexiest deep tan during summer that just makes me hard every time I think about it. Her mom was Jewish, and so that gave her this luscious, buttery tan skin that I salivate for. And a real hourglass body, and I mean really hourglass, with never-ending curves that just, wow, are just endless.
Don't forget those measurements, you love.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, well.
We just cheapened the whole thing.
You think, huh? Well, she is the true mother of voluptuous charm. 38, 30, and 44. And I'm going to talk about the 44 of her hips, because I swear they cast a spell on me the day I was born. Oh, God almighty. I remember this one time coming home from school, and some days you would cook dinner still in your work clothes. And those skirts you would wear. Oh, Jesus. I would stare and stare at those dear hips and gorgeous ass.
You do love my ass, don't you?
Absolutely. I could spend an entire year with my face buried between your cheeks.
Mother would let you. I love how you worship my big ass.
Oh my God, Mother.
Okay, killer, we got a show to do.
Right. Whew, okay. Anyway, yeah, it's hard to come back from that. Back to Mother's looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to make us sound like we're this perfect cookie cutter people. I mean, we've both got our flaws.
He doesn't say that first thing in the morning.
Well, that's because we're usually fucking each other silly first thing in the morning. I am so damn lucky to share a bed with you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, look at this. This is nice. Lots of girl questions. Lots of females out there. Okay, so next is Heather.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Heather asks, who made the first move? Let me see if I got this right. Heather asks, who made the first move and explain the details of where, how, and why? Whew, yeah. That's one loaded question.
I'll answer that, babe. He was in his senior year of high school, and I think knowing now what he was going through, it makes a lot more sense.
I was lovesick.
By that time, we'd already spent like 3 or 4 years dropping hints, flirting, harmless hugs that always got longer and longer. It was getting so blatantly obvious that when his prom came around, he didn't have a date.
Yeah, I subconsciously sabotaged it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in a way, I believe that. I think we both were just like waiting to see who would make the first move. There was this like wall between us. This invisible line we never crossed. But then one day, you came home from school saying that you didn't have a date for prom. I just kind of blurted it out without really thinking. Why don't you just take me instead? It was like this huge weight was suddenly off my chest. So terrifying, but so liberating at the same time. And he had this look like, yeah, what took you so long?
It wasn't just about getting a date, though.
It was so much more. We both knew it.
Do you remember getting our pictures back?
I do. You know how they do those awkwardly staged poses? We got ours back and wow.
Yeah, not much awkward about that.
Yeah, God. I remember seeing those and being like, yeah, I could get used to this.